This is Sensational Sophia, brought to you by Modern Pestilition Ancient Problems. Modern Solution. You are listening to Sensational Sophia, a podcast about life, growing up, and music. Sensational Sophia, and I am here with Brian Kurt. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Sophia. How are you?
Good. Do you have any brothers?
I do. I have three brothers.
What are their names?
My brother Matthew is your father, and my brother Tim or Timothy, and then my brother Patrick, or you call him Pat Pat.
Yeah, or my brother calls him Bat Bat. Yeah, I got
That's
you
good
there.
That's a good inside joke.
Yep.
Uncle Bat Bat.
Yeah, Uncle Bat Bat in the what?
Okay.
So. What is your dad or mom's name?
So my father's name is William Albert Kirch. They call him Bill or Billy. And then my mom's name is Lisa Ann Manfredo, but when she got married, she changed her last name to Kirch.
Cool.
But you call her Lulu.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of business do you work in?
I work for a pest control company.
That sounds great.
It's wonderful.
Does anything break down in your company?
You mean like equipment?
Yeah,
I've been having a really big issue lately. I've got this backpack, an electric backpack, because before I had to pump it all the time with my arm, you know, and I would get real tired, you know, like I've got this one route and I do 42 houses in a day. My arm would get so tired pumping it. So they have this new backpack that's electric. It's got a battery in it and it sprays for you. It's like all I have to do is walk. But the backpack was broken 6 times in 6 months.
That's
so I had to return it and try to get my money back. So we'll find out when I get back home.
That sounds bad.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Do you have any problems in your house?
What kind of problems?
Like, let's say a pipe burst.
No, I haven't had a pipe burst. I've been pretty lucky about that. I've been remodeling my house though. And so I've learned a lot because I've had to fix it all up myself. The latest thing, my stove, it's not working. I think the heating element in my stove went bad. That's about it. Nothing too exciting there.
Yeah, definitely not. My mom and dad my mom works at a ballet studio.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
What's the name of the studio?
Ballet Bar.
Oh, actually, I think I remember Ballet Fusion Fitness.
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
And my dad works at a construction site.
Yeah, I think it's called Kitchell?
Yeah, Kitchell.
Yeah, I think that's it, right? Yeah?
My dad has taught me to be safe on construction sites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been able to go out to his job site before?
Yeah, but I've been around it and looking at it, but mm-hmm. I wasn't able to walk on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too dangerous.
It's probably kind of dangerous for kids,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But
on the outside, you got to see it?
Yeah, and
what
also...
What was that like?
It was really cool.
How was it realizing your dad's in charge of helping build such big buildings? It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it was really cool. And
he must be... They must trust him a lot in order to put him in charge of helping build such a big building, right?
Yeah, and he has also taught me how to build buildings, and my mom has taught me how to check people in and out, dance ballet, and make tea.
Really? It sounds like you've been learning a lot.
Yeah.
So what would you say the most important thing that your mom has taught you so far?
Well, I already told you that.
Oh, it's a new episode. They don't know. It was the last episode.
No, I did right now. But the thing that I told you that was my favorite was her teaching me how to check out and in, dance ballet, and make tea.
Oh, so what What about checking people in and out, do you think is like an important skill that you could apply to life? Like, what do you have to, because sometimes there's probably customers that are kind of rude, maybe?
Yeah.
So what have you learned about life from having to check people in and out?
Well, from that, it teaches me how to use a computer. Oh. I have a computer, but...
You have your own computer?
Yeah, wow. But it's hard to use it sometimes because it breaks down, and sometimes it's on... And I have my own account on it, but my mom and dad help me fix it sometimes because sometimes I type at the wrong place, but I don't notice because somehow it switches. So it's,
yeah.
So it's really hard.
Yeah, that's complex.
What about you?
What do you mean, what about me?
Yeah, like... Have anybody in your family had a hard time or anything, like, been learning something?
About hard time learning things? Yeah, I kind of, I find that a lot of people have a hard time learning things. It's difficult to learn because the most important thing you have to do is listen. And you got to pay attention. You got to be really focused to learn new things. And if your mind's going real fast, it's hard to learn.
Yeah, and also to be safe.
Yeah, it's to be safe. It's definitely difficult.
And so you're doing good. What about here in San Diego?
Oh, yeah. This is great. I've been having fun. We had a good time. The other day, Nana Lulu, your grandma, my mom Lisa, she rented a inflatable trampoline. And the whole family went out there. And I don't know if you remember this. But we were playing Duck, Duck, Goose.
I remember. Oh, boy.
Did you have a fun time?
Yeah. I almost fell off because of my dad.
What? Because you made him the goose and he tried to tackle you?
Yes. He literally tackled me.
And, I had a great time. I was watching you jump off the trampoline into the water. You're being really brave. You're being really adventurous. I thought it was great. It was fun. I think everybody had a fun time.
Thanks. And sorry, but this has to be the end of this episode.
No, I know. I'm glad to have been here for the past 7 minutes.
Yeah, but I just want to say, be safe, be okay, and have fun. See you later, guys.